Hello and welcome to my podcast channel. I'm Snigdha Sri Lakshmi Sunit and you're listening to Snigdha's Talks. Let's continue the summary of Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief. Since they had to travel across the country to complete their quest, Percy decides to go on a plane. But then Chiron warns him that Zeus is already mad at him and accused him for stealing his master bolt. So if you enter Zeus's territory, it is probably suicide. So they decide to go by road. This trio is getting ready for the quest. Grover found a backpack for Percy, and Percy filled it with toothbrush and spare clothes. He decided to leave the Minotaur horn in his room. Percy learns that the food Annabeth gave him while he was not well was ambrosia and nectar. If a mortal had it, that would kill them instantly, and too much of it would also make a demigod sick. From the camp supplies, they get ambrosia, nectar, spare clothes, mortal money and drachmas. Annabeth packs her invisibility cap, which was a gift from her mother Athena. She also packs a bronze knife and an architectural book to read while she was bored. Grover stuffed lots of apple and scrap metal to have as snacks and his reed pipes. Now they were all set for their quest. Then they all meet at the pine tree. Then Argus, the head of camp security, will drop them to a bus depot in Manhattan. They were about to leave, but then Luke runs towards them, and as usual, Percy notices Annabeth blushing. Luke gives them a pair of magic shoes. Then Percy came to know that they were not ordinary shoes but sneakers with wings. Since Percy was restricted to flying, Percy handed it over to Grover, who was very happy to use them. Percy was touched by the kindness of Luke, but he was also sad that he does not have an invisibility cap or flying sneakers. Then Chiron gives him a pen, and Chiron asked him to remove the cap, and when he did so, it turned into a sword. Chiron gifted it to Percy, and it was known as the Riptide. Percy was a bit scared because he was famous for losing pens. And then Chiron said that you can't lose this pen. Even if you throw it somewhere, it will return to your pockets. It is a magic pen. Then they go with Argus to the car. That's all for today. Let's continue this in the next podcast. So till then, stay tuned. This is Snigdha signing off. Take care and have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.